Blog Talk Radio.
Conversation. I'm Kyle. This week on the conversation, there are actually Iranian Americans that are against Obama's nuclear deal with Iran. Also, hard to believe, but Fox News is top in primetime viewership, even beating out ESPN, even though it's a network of lies. Things that Obama said during the UN that made me really sick when he was addressing them. Also, with all these emails showing up that are considered classified, will Hillary Clinton be targeted at all? Because Trey Gowdy has at the end of the month hearings on it, and we'll see if he even has all the hearing, if he has all the emails and stuff in time for the hearings. Also, you know, if Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders was to become president, would it be any different than Obama? Is it just more of the same? Also, I want to get into a little thing about ethics, because I guess there are people that say there's actual cures out there for certain diseases, but then it borders on ethical issues and all this. Also, and I want to get into a little bit of my thoughts on the shootings at the Umpqua Community College in Lewisburg, Oregon, and what the President Obama had to say. That and much, much more. So join me for the conversation. Proverbs 24:14. Know that wisdom is such to your soul. If you find it, there will be a future and your hope will not be cut off. Think about that as you go through your evening today, and welcome to the program and thanks for tuning in. As you all heard, or if you haven't heard, there was a shooting in Roseburg, Oregon, at Umpqua Community College. And there's between 10 and 13 dead and 7 injured. And we're left again with more questions than answers because the gunman has been killed. And all they know is he's 20 years old, and there's unconfirmed reports that basically he asked people to stand up and, you know, what's your religion? And if you're a Christian, he'd shoot you in the head. And if not, he'd shoot you in the leg. And I don't know. I mean, there's supposedly they're not releasing the name of the suspect or anyone who's injured for at least 24 to 48 hours. And of course, you have the same old, well, we need gun laws and we need this. And, you know, I'm sorry, but nothing is routine about this. You know, our prayers go out to everyone involved, first and foremost. But, I mean, one of the biggest gun laws areas is Chicago. They have the strictest gun laws, but they have one of the highest rates of violence. It's never, I don't, you know, cocaine is illegal, but it's widely available in this country. You know, no law has ever stopped any and all crime. I don't know where they think that that's just going to magically poof and fix everything. And, of course, we don't know anything else because they're not saying anything about the shooter. So, we, you know, now that he's, you know, most of these people, we don't know anything about them because all we know is about their history. I mean, they're killed or kill themselves, so that it's not like they capture them and they try to find out why they did what they did. You know, and it's just, and it may be another school shooting, but it's not routine, you know. Yeah, it's sad. I mean, but then you have, I mean, and I want to move into something that's going to prove some of my point, because Obama was addressing the UN and he said how we need to be cautious of Russia and this and that, and he was actually caught on a hot mic after a thing saying that as soon as he gets reelected, things are going to change. He's going to be buddy buddy with the guy. You know, okay, you know, I'm gonna help you out under the table. And he was talking about how we need, in this UN address, we need to be cautious of Russia and all this. And then with the attacks in Syria, you know, it's just, my mom said it best. She goes, "I just live my life because I don't know if I'll be here tomorrow." And she's right. I mean, with all this stuff that's going on, I just enjoy my life. And that's what I try to encourage people to do on this. Just live your life. Do what matters most to you. And because you never know when. I guess that was the hardest thing for me, when all these people never thought that like 9/11 could happen to us. I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner. You know, and I guess like when they tried to bomb the trade centers back in the 90s and stuff, maybe that, you know, it was that, you know, I guess when you turn on the news and you see, you know, a country like Turkey or Iraq or Iran, and they have a van full of explosives that they drive into a building, and you see all that kind of stuff go on CNN or NBC or ABC or Fox or whatever, and you're like, well, I saw that growing up, but nothing like that ever happened here. And not that I ever wish that to happen anywhere in the world, but, you know, I'm just surprised that it, you know, so many people, like, I can't believe it happened to us. And, you know, it's just crazy. But there's actually Iranians that have been interviewed that are against this Obama Iran nuke deal. You know, a lot of people come here to get away from where they're from, not more of the same. You know, there were so many people interviewed when Obamacare was being passed that, hey, I'm in a country that has Obamacare, basically, has a government-run health care. That's why I came here, to get away from that. And it's just ridiculous, you know, that all this stuff happens. You know, no law has ever protected every single person. You know, prohibition didn't stop alcohol. Prohibition isn't keeping out drugs. I mean, because, like, I had a thing on my Facebook, and I've had this before where, you know, like, look at all these people that drink and smoke and die. And these people that use marijuana, oh, there's never been a death to marijuana. Oh, that's not true. That, okay. And, well, of course, I want you to show me a case where someone is just sitting at home, a casual marijuana user that dies. No. You'll show me where he's on cocaine and heroin, doing marijuana, goes down the road, effed up, and slams into someone and gets killed. You know, that's a lot different. You know, you don't see someone smoking a cigarette and slamming into a tree and getting killed. You know, cigarettes kill. You know, and it's just, as I go off on a small tangent, you know, it's just things that, you know, like, Chicago is one of the most, has high amounts of violence, but they have the strictest gun laws, you know. But Obama's not going to bring that up. Obama's not going to say that. How are you going to take, and I, you know, how are you going to take, oh, how is a, okay, this guy is screwed up in the head anyways. How is a law going to keep him from getting a gun he's going to get anyways? I don't know. I guess I just turn to prayer in times like this, you know. And I just live my life, and And thank God, every day I'm on two legs, and every day my wife is on two legs, and she's healthy. That's, you know, I think, I mean, I don't know what I'd do without my wife. She just, she's my rock and my salvation. She's just like when I don't, I guess, yeah, I do this radio program, and yes, I'm a chef and all this, but I don't look at myself as anything great. You know, I'm just, like one of my old bosses listens to the program once in a while, and he's just like, you know, I love how you try to educate the people. And I said, well, I do. I mean, I, you know, like I've said, like I was talking to some guys this morning, you know, and I'm like, the one thing I like about Bernie Sanders is at least he's the only one man enough to admit that he's a socialist. You know, if Hillary Clinton, I'd respect her if she said she was a socialist. I mean, I really don't think if a Hillary Clinton or a Barack Obama or anyone on the left got in, they wouldn't be any different than Barack Obama. They'll still be very progressive left, but compared to Obama, they'll look like a conservative. But in the end, they're going to take you to the same point. You know? They're not going to be, okay, we need to do a 180. And it's amazing how many people can take something that a conservative does and mock it, but then a Democrat would do the same thing and they wouldn't mock that. They wouldn't say, okay, you know, no one's perfect. You know, and some people wonder if Donald Trump will ever fade out. You know, well, is he here today, gone tomorrow thing? And I don't know if he's going to be here today or gone tomorrow. I think people are recognizing him as, hey, he's someone that at least is not afraid to tell someone off. You know, and I guess they, well, he's doing what I've always wanted from a politician, but I've never, you know, and will he or any of them do what they say, you know? That's because we even had a guy today that's like, well, here we go again. I'm probably not going to have anyone to vote for. It's going to be like, okay, I don't like the douche, but I don't want the turd sandwich either. Okay. It'd be neat to see how many people would realistically put on the ballot neither. It'd be neat to see, okay, well, we had like 20% of the vote say they didn't want either of them. But then most of those people will probably be the independent Tea Party conservative type that, you know, that would just, the Republican getting in. You know, because at least a Republican would put a couple stitches in the wound and try to stop it from bleeding. They're not going to, you know.
You know what? 6 months ago I would say that, but I don't know if they would even do that.
Yeah, my wife, but I have to agree with my wife. I don't know what to. I think the problem is they've gotten away with so many things for so long that now we don't. I mean, that's how it is. It's like, well, I put my hand in the cookie jar and I took two cookies when I only said one, and then he did it and he took two and then he took two and then someone goes, well, hell, if you're only allowed to take one cookie, I'm gonna see if I can get away with three. He took two, and then, well, if he can get away with three, let me try four. Now, you know, and before you know it, there's 10 people left in line and there's no cookies. Well, we had 50 cookies and 50 people. Wait a minute. I didn't get one. They're just, all this stuff is just, you know, I think we as Americans have to wake up and say, enough's enough. You know, I'm not a proponent. You know, hey, it's like they were talking about, like, the government shutdown all over. To me, they need to put the blame, they need to find a way to put the, if they were really a two-party system, they'd put the blame on Democrats and say, okay, well, if you want to support Planned Parenthood and this fetus selling operation, okay, we want to let you know that we're going to stop the shutdown by helping Democrats fund the Planned Parenthood. You know, we're against Planned Parenthood and I'm selling the body parts, but Democrats aren't. They support the Planned Parenthood selling of baby bodies, parts, and we're going to just cave to them so that they can keep Planned Parenthood funded to keep their their, you know, operation of selling baby body parts bill. You know, they need to come out and say, hey, we're against this 100%, but we're going to cave the Democrats, make them look bad for a change, not the other way around. You know, yeah, I don't think it ever will. It's a one-party system. You know, it's, you know, like the sheets have said, if you take Obama out of the White House and you think that's going to solve all the problems, and you don't know the problem or the solution. It's like this Hillary Clinton email when Trey Gowdy goes to question her and stuff, and take her and do the investigation and stuff under oath, and the hearings come up. He probably won't even have half of the emails, because he would have to go through courts and stuff to get subpoenas and everything. It'd take 2 years because he was being interviewed. He has to get all this stuff. But if these 34 emails, see, I guess the emails, what she's doing, is she's doing what I said she'd do. They didn't label them classified. So it doesn't matter what they said in it. It wasn't labeled classified, so hey, it's not classified. It could be something about Benghazi. It could be something about Iran's nuclear deal. But since they didn't put classified up top secret or whatever, he's going to claim it. I didn't know it was top secret. I mean, I can still see her getting, you know, no charges. I can still see her getting out of this, no charges, pleading the fifth or something. You know, I mean, no matter what they claim they have on her, you know, okay, if these are considered, these 34 emails that they know they have minimum, are considered top secret, classified, whatever you want to call it, and on her private server, would I go to jail for it? Darn right I would. Why isn't she? Why wouldn't she? Why shouldn't she be any different? But I guess what difference does it make, you know? It's just...
American lives.
Yeah, just 4 American lives. And that's, you know, I mean, it's just like, I can't even watch Obama anymore. Just when he says, when you hear him say one thing and then later he kind of contradicts himself. It's just like, really? Well, we need to be cautious about Russia and Putin. And you're the one that's like, as soon as I get president again, get reelected, things are going to change. But you won't hear that on the lamestream media. I mean, I just can't believe when I was reading about how Fox News, its ratings, its toppings, and even sometimes beating in prime time ESPN. You know, I think people want the facts. They want the news. But at the same time, you know, I'm sorry that the facts of the news are kind of a doom and gloom. I don't want that. I wish it was all sunshine and roses, but, you know, that's not always the case. You know, you're supposed to report the news, good or bad, not, okay, well, Republicans bad, Democrats great. That's what you got to report. I don't care, you know. And I guess that's what I try to do, just good or bad. I try to report or talk about and give my opinions or whatever on what's going on. You know? It's like a lot of the baseball cards I have, they're worthless because everybody used steroids. I'm like, who cares? Shoot the worst baseball player up with steroids, he's not going to make him a better ball player. You know, that was the, you know, and that just, when that happened, I'm like, okay, there goes. Yeah, I should have sold them when they were in the height of their hiatus. But like most people, you see, they're hoping they'd get better or whatever. And more valuable, but, you know, we used to be a society where the media called it like you see it, not we're an agenda outlet and we have an agenda. We need to make sure that everything falls in line with this agenda. I mean, that's the issue we're dealing with in this country today. Is an agenda society, you know. Well, it doesn't matter, you know, I'm gonna vote for Hillary, I don't care. And then you're gonna tell me so what? I'm voting for Bernie Sanders. Nothing you're gonna tell me is gonna change my mind. Well, that's scary. That you have people that's what I, and how do you reach someone like that that's never gonna change? Because that's, you need to know what they stand for, what they believe, you know? I mean, Bernie Sanders is a socialist, yes, but, you know, and if you support that, Lord help you, but you have that right. Just like The View. I mean, you can say what you want about it, but no one watches it really, but they make comments about a nurse, but they have the right to say that. And just like I don't want Fox News ever taken off the air, I don't think MSNBC should be taken off the air or whatever. All these people like, well, I can't believe they allow Fox News on TV. Then I'm like, well, so you're against freedom of speech. As if you want Fox News off the air, that's what you're saying. You don't believe, you don't support them, so you want them off the air. That's not the American way. You know? It's like when you go to Amazon and you could buy an ISIS flag and a neo-Nazi flag with a swastika on it, but you couldn't buy a Confederate flag. I think now the Confederate flag is unbanned and you can buy them now on Amazon. But, I mean, it's, this world's just so crazy. I mean, when you look at, like, Trey Gowdy, I don't think he'll have half of the information he needs. But why should it matter? If he has even one email that's a private server email, but the email is highly classified, if one is illegal, then that should be enough. You know? But I guess they're finding out now that I think Sean Hannity talked about this, but I guess there are some hackers that tried to get into her email. And I guess they sent like 5 emails that were like about parking tickets in New York. And if you click on them, you get all kinds of Trojans and stuff, and they can look into your computer and stuff. And I guess, I don't think they ever got into it, but, you know, they tried. And but it's just, you know, why would it take 50 emails? If one is illegal, hang her. And I'm wondering if she even would get hung. But, I mean, I do have a lot of left friends that will not vote for her. That are, like, very, very left. And I honestly think even if she doesn't get charged with the email thing, I think Bernie Sanders, is someone that's going to come and take the charge. And I think he would be the candidate that would be on the Democratic side, you know. There's still up in the air if Joe Biden will run and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, so it's just up in the air thing, you know. Only time will tell. I want to move into something that I think's, because I was talking about this one day, and I have my doctor told me this, that, see, I have a myopathy and my body doesn't do what it's supposed to do. And he said, if they can cure me, they can cure a lot of things. And, you know, there are some people that actually believe that there are a lot of cures, but they can't come out with them because it all involves ethics. And that's sad. But one of my doctors said, like, well, because all we'd have to do is take out this chromosome and put in this chromosome in your DNA and fix your DNA, and bam, you would have no myopathy. But then all you'd have to do is put this chromosome in here, bang, bang, and okay, there's no more someone, Down syndrome's gone. Because all you have to do is just take and add this extra. But then some people say, well, then you're playing with God because, you know, God created different people for different reasons, and you taking and adding this chromosome, and instantly there's no more, because all you have to do is fix these chromosomes on all these people, and there's no more Down syndrome. What's wrong with that? I mean, I don't, you know, but then some people say, well, then there's, you can just, you know, and I don't, I mean, to me, if you can fix someone that's paralyzed, great. But then you have the ultimate complex, because there are people that are deaf that are offended by the cochlear implants. I am deaf, and to me, hearing is a disadvantage, you know. And there are people that actually, even if they could have their eyesight, they don't want it. They can, and they actually feel they're better without their eyesight. You know, they prefer to be blind as opposed to not blind. It's a controversial issue, and for someone like me, it would help me immensely, and it would help my wife out immensely. But then, well, if what you can do to fix me, then you can fix anything. But then it's, where do you draw the line between, well, since yours is not really ethnical because you're not trying to change someone who's Down syndrome or someone who's blind to not blind or whatever, you know, or someone that's deaf or whatever, and it's due to something that you can fix, you know, via like, you know, manipulating DNA, then it's okay. Well, where do you draw the line between? Because somebody may not want to be, hey, I was born blind, I want to stay blind. To me, that's, so, who knows? Because some people, I wish me, if that technology is out there, I think it should. I've even heard that there's, like, you can take a bath, and what they do is they put silver in the bathtub, and like a whirlpool. And the silver doesn't go away, it doesn't diminish, but it can cure certain ailments. But they'll never bring it out because, okay, you put, let's say, a 100-ounce bar of silver in there, and you're sitting there, that 100-ounce bar of silver is going to be there forever. It's not going to go away, and you can continuously use it, you know. And how is a pharmaceutical company going to make lots of money on that? You know, they want to. And I mean, because if you did it once and it can cure you, okay. They want you to take Tums every day. They don't want you to take a pill that after a month of taking it, you have no more acid reflux. You know? They want you to hear, take Tums every day for your heartburn. This is guaranteed income. You know, they don't want a cure. And some people claim that some of it has to do with money. And I believe that too, because there's been actual doctors, there's actually a guy of a pharmaceutical company that's manipulated cancer drugs and taken a $13 a pill drug and gone to $700 a pill. So it's just like my grandma always said, and it's the truth, the rich get rich and the poor get poor. And it's so true, you know. And it's so true. And one thing, there's a developing story I want to get to really quick. In Afghanistan, there is reportedly a U.S. C-130 transport plane that crashed, killing 12. And that's all we have at this time with this information. And I'm just one of those people that when it comes to, like, Pakistan, Afghanistan, that's their land. They're going to fight over it till the day they die. These people believe that they're descendants of Muhammad. They believe they're descendants of Muhammad. They believe this land is theirs, and they've been fighting for it longer than we've been a nation. And, oh, we got to go over there. I am Jimmy Carter, and I'm going to fix everything in Afghanistan and Pakistan. I'm the president. I'm going to walk over there. I'm going to fix it all. No, you're not. Good luck, because they've been fighting over it for thousands and thousands of years. Yep. Read Genesis. That's where we're at. It's just crazy, I mean. But that's how it is. I mean, like, and I've said this before, Benjamin Netanyahu actually spoke at the UN as I move on. And he was at the UN today, and he's kind of like, you know, none of the nations are, they're supporting my tiny country, you know. And we've been threatened with annihilation. And you sit there, and I'm like, well, I'd love to meet that man because I would fight for his nation. I'd fight for him before I'd ever take a gun for Obama, you know. And it's, Iran rulers promised to destroy the country and to murder the people. And I don't even think Obama would be there to help them. I know he would. Yeah, he'd support Iran. So, it's crazy. You know, I never thought one of our biggest allies, Benjamin Netanyahu, they'd be not standing with him. Our country would not be standing with him. Because I stand with Israel. And if you don't stand with Israel, probably not the show you should be listening to. But you probably know that by now. But then, I would love to know why you stand with a country that has a terrorist regime that wants to kill. Maybe they're keeping the spread of ISIS from, who knows? There's probably someone that would have a positive spin on that. It's just, I don't know, man. I never thought I would see the country the way it is. It's almost like I don't know America anymore. Because I never thought I would see a country or president that stands with Iran and Russia. Well, I stand with Russia if they're for, you know, getting away from communists and, you know, and tearing down the wall and the divide and being there. You know, not the Russia they have now. But when they're, yeah. Oh, yeah. I wish, you know, because what did Ronald Reagan say? Gorbachev, tear down this wall. He tore it down. He didn't take any grief. And that's why I loved Reagan. Because he wasn't perfect. But he had a view, and when he had a view, he went with it. I'm going to get to a really cool story now that's a positive one. Because this is near where I'm from. In Brookville, Indiana, a Franklin County Courthouse Square, they had an anti-atheist led group that wanted to take down a 5-decade-old nativity scene and not have it actually be allowed to be shown. And the U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Walton Pratt tossed out the lawsuit, which was brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation and America's Civil Liberties Union. So that was just, you know, saying that there's no constitutional violation shown, that the matter of the recent actions. I mean, it's just, how are we forcing you with a nativity scene? I don't get it. It's like, oh, that cross has got to go. How is taking away a cross not offending me, but it offends you if it's there? Okay, I've been to places, I've been in a synagogue. I've been a catering for a bar mitzvah. And it didn't offend me. The guy hosting it offended me when he was treating us like second-class citizens. Maybe if you'd gone to school, you would have someone serving you instead of you serving someone else. And I'm like, excuse me? I said, I went to culinary school because this is what I love to do. I'm serving you. Now, I could actually not serve you and walk out of here. And I almost left the way he was treating us. And my boss goes, he can be a pain in the butt. Because I know a girl was like one of the catering people helped me. I'm probably going to accidentally fall in the pool. You will not fall in the pool. The pool is for the guest only. You are here to serve me. And I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm like, okay. But, I mean, when you've got, I mean, heck, he spent $75,000 on fireworks. But my point is, I had no problem, the synagogue, I had no problem with, you know, seeing a Star David or anything. It didn't offend me. I'm not Jewish, but that didn't offend me. I wanted to know, okay, how do I enter? Do I take my shoes off? Do I bow? Do I kiss the floor? What do I do? I want to respect their religion. You know, but then they have all these people that just want to sit there and, like, well, I'm offended by that cross. You got to take that cross down because it offends me. Oh, but having no cross is not going to offend me, okay? I just, you know, when you have to go to a secret basement 25 floors under to preach freedom of speech, something's wrong. You know, this, I don't know where this country's headed. Just, I mean, you can voice your opinion not to support Christianity or whatever, but I should have the right to voice my opinion. Enough said of that. I just think it's great that they say there's no constitutional right, you know, so it's just great that they shut them down. This is a cool story. I'm trying to bring up some enlightening stories, some fun things, you know, that are really cool. But Taylor Swift leaves backup dancer in shock. I get off the plane, and this is the first thing I see. One of Taylor Swift's dancers, she donated $50,000 to an online fundraiser aimed at helping her 13-month-old nephew battle cancer. I've never had much love for Taylor Swift, but that's just really cool that she actually went and did that. But then for her, that's pocket change, but still, that's just cool. I mean, to me, $50,000, I'd be like, okay, cool. But, you know, I think that's great. But then I've never really been a fan of hers. You know, I've never really gotten into her music. So, I mean, not that she's bad or anything. I like a couple songs of hers I like, but I just think it's really, really cool, and I wanted to share that story. I think it's cool that she stepped up. Just like when Tony Stewart offered to give his plane, you know, to Justin Wilson's family. Yes, here you go. My pilot's on standby. Whenever you need him, he'll take you wherever you need to go. And bang. And that's just pretty darn cool. But I guess it to me, it goes back to, hey, we're all humans, you know. We're all humans. We got about 19 minutes left in the program, folks, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. Yeah. This weekend, if anyone lives in my hometown of Tooting County in Lafayette, where I'm from, we have a Feast of the Hunter's Moon. And to me, I love history, as most of you probably know from listening to the program. I'm a political nut, and I love history because I was always taught a long time ago in school, if you follow this plan and it doesn't work, okay, you don't follow it again. That's called history. If you, well, look at what Shoney's just, I don't think it still exists, it might. but they went from, they did like a breakfast buffet to lunch and lunch and dinner, and it got to the point where the only big thing that was keeping them open was their breakfast, like buffet brunch, and when that kind of went down the toilet, they kind of went down the crapper and everything, and you don't know your history unless, you can't go forward unless you know your history, and it's, it, we go back and relive the 1800s, 1700s at Fort Riantanon, which was a fort that was held by the French, the Indians, the Scottish, and Rogers Rangers, and Americans. And it's just neat when, especially when like a couple times they've done, when they'll bring in like people that are doing archaeological digs on the actual site, and they'll find things that they have no idea what this is or what it was used for. And it's really, really cool. And it's been something I've been going to my whole life, and something that's been around for, you know, a guy by the name of Bill Boff founded it and started it. Without him, we wouldn't have an event that's gone from a one-day thing to a weekend thing to now people are there setting up their camps Wednesday night and, you know, and getting there. And Thursday, they have disabled kids. Friday, they have elementary school kids that come as far as 2 or 3 hours away, and they get to see some of the things and see the blacksmiths and different stuff. And in the process and going from that, you know, then they go through the regular weekend, Saturday and Sunday with the regular, you know, guest. And it's just a great time. And it's neat, especially when you get to talk to other people that are history buffs and anything they can know. It's kind of neat how, okay, well, this is what we thought about the time. And then you find out through archaeological digs that how we weren't even, we're way off or whatever. And it's just like, because in 95, I went to the 250th siege of Louisbourg in Nova Scotia, France, where France lost its final holdings in North America. And I spent like 7 hours with a guy talking about history. He's like, well, to think about it, you wouldn't even have had a chair. You would have just sat in a log. Cigarettes weren't even around. Maybe at that time, like down in America where the Native Americans were, they might have smoked in a pipe, but even then, that was probably far from reality. But it's just kind of neat and getting to talk to people. And I get to take my wife for her second one. It's last year I actually engaged to her. I was like a nervous wreck the whole weekend, and she didn't know what's going on. And then when I finally popped the question, I'm like, well, if I try to record it, she's going to wonder if something's up. So I didn't record it. But then when I tried to record it afterwards, we're like robots. Will you marry me? Yes, I will. Thank you. It was just, but I mean, and it was the greatest thing. When she, I think that was the greatest words out of her mouth when she said yes. Because, I mean, she has changed my life in ways you can't even imagine. And that feast has just always been a part of my life. And it's just now a part of her life. And it's just, if you're ever in the area, go. And even if you're listening from California or Pennsylvania or wherever, if you can ever make it out there, it's a good time. It's worth it. It's great. We got about 15 minutes left in the program, folks. And thank you all for tuning in so much. I hope I wake you up some. I want to know what Bernie Sanders is about. I want to have an educated voter. And I guess that's what my one boss is like. I love that, how you want to have an educated voter. You want to have someone that, like, you don't care what they vote, what they stand for, as long as they're educated. I don't care if you vote for Hillary Clinton, but know how retarded she is. Okay, no, you know, at least that way you can, you know, these people that are like, how do you say it? I voted for Barack Obama. And they couldn't tell you anything about him. They were uneducated. You know, at least if you vote for Hillary, at least you know you're educated. You know? And that's what I'm trying to do with this program, is share some, hopefully some good things, like Taylor Swift and what she did, you know? And And I'm going to give you some bad news. And it's not, it is if you're a rugby fan, because there's about a 1% chance the U.S. is going to get out of the pool stage, because we haven't won a game yet. But then you got to understand, we're in the pool stage, and we got like South Africa. We got some tough teams in our pool, and it's going to be very, very hard, because we're not a rugby nation. We're not known for rugby, you know. You talk about rugby, half the people, what the heck is, I mean, the first game, I was on cloud nine because my wife had never really seen it before ever, and I'm like explaining why they're doing this and why they're doing that, and I just love to like be that person that's like, this is why they're doing this and this is why they're doing that, and it's just, it was fun. You would not, especially with soccer, if you want to know why they do, I have no problem explaining. If I know something about something, I have no problem. I'm very passionate about what I know and what I love. But at the same time, I'm impatient. It'd be hard for me to be a chef instructor because I'm like, seriously, you don't know how to cut an onion? What in the, how in the, I've never had to, okay. You know, I'm just so used to like doing it that it's like, okay, you're going to, but then at the same time, I've worked with a lot of people that are like, you have to babysit. It's like, okay, if you're wanting to work in the kitchen, you should have basic knowledge. I shouldn't have to babysit. But, you know, I mean, a lot of people don't know the first thing about rugby in this country. And our team's not that great. You know, they're like 16th in the nation ranked. It's, you know, but I would love to see us win at least one game. But, I mean, I think when Japan beats South Africa, I think anything's game the way this tournament's going. And I've seen it like three full matches, and then the rest are on a channel that now, like, when we didn't have the channel, like, a lot of the games were pay-per-viewed. Now that we don't get the channel, they're not pay-per-viewed. So it's the facts of life. But it's cool, you know. 7 in France for the World Cup. And it's just, as soon as I came back, what do you mean World Cup? The Rugby World Cups. Never even heard of it. I'm bored. But, I mean, it's just amazing. And I hope that that maybe, and like I even told DirecTV, I'm like, some of these games are pay-per-view. How do you expect for them to gain an audience if they had to pay for something they've never seen in the first place? You know, if I had to pay for Champions League games, I'd probably never see one, because I'm not going to pay $20 to see a champion. If it was the finals, I might pay that to see Manchester United, but then I'd be like, damn, I had to pay $20 for this? I'd want to, like, DVR the thing so I can watch it 10 times. You know, and I'm like, I mean, I think South Africa has a really good chance, so does Ireland or France, to win the Ellis Cup. But, I mean, the 1% chance that someone from the rugby community is actually listening, you know, I wish they would do something so that bring it to this country, you know, so that, you know, if a fan like me has a hard time seeing the games, how are you going to get someone that's not a fan? And if you have been on, because some people are on Planet Mars, Manchester United is number one in the Premier League, only 1 point ahead of Man City. But, hey, we haven't been first in a couple of years, so I'm pretty damn happy. But it's all good. It'll work itself out. I mean, we got a whole long season ahead of us. And I think we got the team, we got the players, you know. Van Gaal's got a plan, and just like I said, you know, his plan doesn't always work right, it just works. You may not understand it, but it's going to work, and there you go. The thing I liked about on Tuesday and Wednesday's Champions League matches are like, well, you know, see, a lot of these European teams, they play a little bit different style of football than they do in the EPL. And they're probably not going to, you know, and they talked about how they're probably not going to be able to go on and all this stuff, and all the teams in the Premier League pretty much won, so, hey, it was cool. You know, it was nice just to kind of stick it to all those announcers that were like, you know, that some of the EPL teams, the English Premier League teams, have a hard time, and they do in UEFA Champions League football. They do, because they, I mean, even when you get stars from Brazil that come up, they play different football, and it's not the same. And but it's the same game, but it's, and some of them, they just cannot, how do you say that, like, they cannot adjust. And I think, you know, Van Gaal, he was a coach for Bayern Munich. You know, he knows the European model. He knows how to condition players to play in a Premier League, in an English setting, and in a European setting. So I think that's really, really good. So it's just one of those, I think it's going to be, I don't know if we can win the Champions League. I think we can get out of the group stage. I really think we can, but that's about, I mean, if we go further than that, I mean, we've still got a long ways to go, and I think it's going to be it's a long road to hold. I mean, you know, Real Madrid and Cristiano Ronaldo, who got 500th goal in the 29th minute, yeah, I mean, they're going to be tough to beat. I mean, it'd be cool to go far, but I don't get my hopes. I'm not getting my hopes up, you know. Stuff's going to happen, and good or bad, you know, I always support the Reds. And I think they can move pretty far in the Champions League. I think we've shown that we could compete pretty well in the Premier League, and I think we're gonna continue to improve. And we got the team. As long as we can keep the players healthy, I think everything will work out. I think it's going to be great. It's just about 6 minutes left in the program, and I just want to kind of go back to, you know, what I always talk about. It's about 6 minutes left is, you know, love your wife, love your kids. You never know when something's going to happen, you know, whether it's you get on a bridge and there's an earthquake or who knows what. You know, your car blows a tire and you go into a tree. Never lose a chance to let people know how much they mean to you and you love them. And it's, you know, and that's what ultimately, it's, I guess it's what I do. I try to do is just let people, you know, wake people up. You know, I don't try to push any, because I've had people, oh, well, you know, if you don't support cannabis, that's great. I do. If you don't support Christianity, that's fine. I'm not trying to push on you. If you want to try cannabis and it works, great. If you got cancer or whatever, it's an option. You know, everything in this world is an option. You know, you don't have to be educated, but you don't have to. But I hope you are. I hope you become educated. I hope you wake up and say, hey, this is, I want to be better than that. You know, I mean, I guess I always want to continue to learn and be able to spew facts that, yeah, you would know that, wouldn't you? Because my wife is always like that, like, how do you know this stuff? Like, well, I'm sorry if I'm one of the only people that wondered how big the scoops were in Raisin Bran. I mean, but, and I always wondered this because I want to bring this up. We get a food service version of Pam, and my wife bought it for our home. And the food service version has water in it, but the home version doesn't. We always wondered what, and no one I work with, if anyone knows, chime in, go to my Facebook page, Kyle's Conversations, and let me know, because I keep forgetting to call them because I always wondered why is there water in there? Because everyone does the same thing that I do at work. You sit there and you hold the spray can down and you spray for like a minute and a half until all the water's gone. And the PAM that we get for home doesn't have water. And I guess it's things like that that make me wonder, you know. Sorry if I'm the only guy that's calling Kellogg's wondering how big the scoops were. You know, but hey, that's me. I just like those little nuggets of information and things. And that's why I guess it's neat because, like, the Feast of the Hunter's Moon is like a unraveling puzzle about the past and how they lived and what they did. And they used to have a medicine man out there that'd be like, well, this is what you would have taken as, like, a Tylenol. If you had an upset stomach, this is what they would have given you. This is, like, equivalent to, like, a Tums. This is equivalent to, like, a Tylenol or Advil. This is, you know, and like, a lot of people will tell you. You were probably more likely to die from the operation than the disease itself. You know, if you got a gunshot wound, you'd probably be more likely to die them trying to surgically remove the bullet than there would be the bullet wound. So, it's just kind of neat to learn history like that. And there's about 2 minutes in the program, folks. It's just been a great day, you know. It's a busy day. And it's been a trying day, too. So, just take your friends and family, let them know you love them, let them know you care, you know, do something for somebody. You know, enjoy your life. That's what I try to do, enjoy my life. Yeah, politics can be doom and gloom at times, but at the same time, it can be gratifying, knowing that you're making a difference or trying to make a difference. I don't want to have a kid or have youngsters saying, well, here's this world, and you did nothing. The world is collapsing, and you did nothing. You didn't try to help. You didn't try to do anything. You know, I don't want to be known for that. Our forefathers didn't just sit there and say, okay, I need help, government. No, they made it happen. They had it. They took action. And that's where we're at. So take action. You know, if you support Democrats, great. Just so you know, just so you're educated, so you know what's going on. You know? So you know, hey, this is who I stand for, and this is why I stand for them. You know, this is what I believe in, you know? I have a belief, and I think everyone should too. So, got about seconds left. I want to thank you for tuning in. Good night. God bless you, and have a good evening. Take care. Goodbye.